Ready.
Warner? I hope that if you can get Lawrence and Finney, they can touch base anywhere in the world, that they get that up before these reporters can generate a fight. The ticker's coming out and showing a lot of activity, and they're doing it. And I'm just afraid that if we don't get it over this time, we'll be liable to run into some stuff. So what they ought to do is try to bring it up just the moment that they announce that convention and try to ram it right on through. Have you got any problems?
I don't think so. It's too late not to say delegates, because the committee has already presented its report to the president. The delegates at large.
Oh, hell. Right, now when do they file their report?
I think at any time, but they're in the meeting tonight. I think you're right, but better.
Well, they just work it up, and have we polled people on the committee that might be with them and got enough of them where she can't get them? Put Tom on, let me talk.
Tom, just a second. Yes, Mr. President.
Tom, have we polled enough of the people on the committee that might be her people to see that she can't get a minority report?
Yes, sir.
Well, then the quicker you bring that damn thing up before they stir up trouble, the better off you'll be, because these pressmen and newspaper people will go around and interview enough. I've just talked about four or five governors raising hell. Farish Braun, John Conley, and Carl Sanders. Carl and John agreed they'd try to go help us, but they were both off the reservation. And every newspaper man going to stir up any trouble he can.
That's right.
So what time does that convention meet?
I believe 7:30.
Well, I'd have them there at 7:29. I'd have somebody raise up there, and who's in charge tonight?
McCormick.
All right, I just have McCormick read it over, roared right on through, and without objection, just adopt it.
All right.
And just do that just so damn quick before these people get out there, before these damn press and television can stir it up, because they'll provoke a fight if they possibly can. And now, who have you got off of her 15 to 20 list that she can't ever get back? Nix and Ullman, who else?
Nix and Ullman and the woman from Maryland.
Well, we never did really count her much.
And
what about
the woman from California and both the ones from Colorado? I think that the maximum that she'd have, put it another way, I think the maximum that she has right now is Rao and Kastenmeier.
Is Rao just making it as a front, or can't Ruther straighten him out?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be all right eventually. I think they'll abandon the effort, because I understand that these people from the Mississippi Freedom Party have said they don't, it's not what they hope for, but that they'll accept it. So I think that takes it out of it as far as...
Well, now how are you going to do to keep, has Mississippi assured you they won't walk out?
No, sir. We just came from the meeting. John Conley has been talking to them, and Walter and I were just discussing the fact that I ought to go get with some of these Mississippi people and begin to tell them what some of the alternatives had been, and explain to them that this hadn't in any way affected the integrity of their position in the convention.
I'd show them that it upholds it.
Absolutely.
Well, who can tell them that besides you? Waldron called some of them, I guess.
Yes.
But has John been explaining to them?
Yes, I don't know who he's been in contact with, but Waldron says he's been with them, Mississippi.
All right, you get a hold, go and do it then, and try to bring it up 7:30. If they walk out, you'll have a bunch of Southern walkouts. You just can't have that.
All right, sir. We'll get on it right now, Mr.
And who else can influence the Mississippi group?
Just a second. Anybody from Louisiana we could get, Walker says.
Well,
all right, so.
Y'all can get Hale Boggs.
Hale Boggs.
Get him talking. All right, let me talk to Walter then.
All right, sir.
You're going to try to get this brought up now at 7:30 then?
All right, sir.
And just ram it through now. You no question but what you'd have the votes if they challenge you, wouldn't you?
No, sir.
Well, they can't get a roll call anyway, can they?
They can't get a roll call, and even if they could, well, we'd beat them 98% of the convention.
So you think this wraps it up?
Yes, sir. The South's their problem now.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Order?
Yes, sir.
I'd sure try to get Hale Boggs, and I'd concentrate on my expediters, your coordinators, and tell them to get into Mississippi and Louisiana as quick as they can. Tell them they are seated, and congratulate them on being seated, and they're moving the freedom off the floor and putting them in the gallery. And these other two don't come off their votes at all. They're not going to be any votes anyway. And I'd infiltrate them. If you talk to Doug Wynn,
yes, sir.
Well, you better talk to him. John gets where he doesn't get time. Now, let's work on the South. That's what we got to work now. You ought to see if you can get George Smith. That's where he keeps Holland from running off. I don't know what others. I don't know who you got in South Carolina that can do it. Can't you call Olin Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Call him and tell him the good side of it. Tell him to help us get this thing through now. We're over a hump. All right, okay.
Let me give you one.
Huh?
Big General Lewis, staff change program in the Corps. Army Assistant Smith had just finished a meeting where they discussed the Action Divisions Committee. The general attitude was, oh, what the hell?
Oh, what?
Oh, what the hell? They've got him. We will stay around and have a few peace
demonstrations. I can't hear you. I'm listening.
Violence or demonstrations as a result of the decision.
Okay, that's good then.
Yes, sir.
Bye.